No problems at all, Jess.
Now, how long have we been operating the Unwanted Medicines Initiative?
Well, believe it or not, the program's been going almost 20 years. So
wow.
It started in 1998. So it's been going a long time.
That is absolutely a good innings there. Now, aside from educating the public about the dangers of unwanted and expired medication, what kind of other activities does the organisation undertake?
Well, I guess the most important thing is, you're right, we don't want dangerous and unwanted medicines in people's homes, but we also want people to dispose of them appropriately so that we're not harming the environment. So not putting them in the rubbish bin or flushing them down the toilet or tipping them down the drain. They're actually collected up and incinerated, so they're not damaging the environment.
And not in the way, not getting in everybody's cupboards for too long. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see people make in terms of unwanted medication? Is it simply keeping them around for too long? Is it using them past their expiry, flushing them down the toilet? What's the most common kind of no-no you're seeing?
All of the above. I guess the most common thing, when we did a general population survey towards the end of 2016, it was pretty obvious from the results that we got then that most people are, if they're getting rid of their unwanted medicines, they're actually putting them in the rubbish bin.
Mm.
So they end up in landfill, and, of course, ultimately that potentially ends up in our waterways.
Mm.
So that's a great concern. So we did embark upon this PR campaign to try and increase the awareness of all of Australians about what to do with medicines that you no longer need.
So what is the best way for people to get their unwanted and expired medicines to you?
Well, the easiest way is they take them into their local pharmacy.
Okay.
All 5,700 pharmacies around the country have got what we call in the industry a rum bin, a return unwanted medicines bin. So they just need to take any medicines that they don't want anymore into the pharmacy, and no questions asked, the pharmacist takes them and pops them in the rum bin and get rid of them.
Now, see, that is such a simple thing that I'm sure so many people just haven't thought to do. How have the public responded to the program in recent times?
Well, since we started this PR campaign, you wouldn't be surprised to know that we've had quite an increase in collections,
yeah,
which is
imagine.
Really positive.
Yeah.
but never enough. We, you know, we can always take more medicines. We really do want people to keep their homes safe and keep their families safe and themselves safe by getting rid of medicines that they no longer need.
Mm. Well, it's a fantastic initiative, one that we should definitely all think about on a Sunday afternoon as we're looking to clean our houses. Tony, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tony Riley there. She's a project manager from the Return Unwanted Medicines Initiative.